I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planto.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, May 28th.
Yeah, it is the 20th, isn't it?
2018.
Good morning.
I don't know what day it is. Good morning.
You know, I just realized when you came over to the house yesterday, last night,
mm-hmm.
you brought your daughters, Sophia and Simone, who I haven't seen in more than a year. And I realized then and there that I hadn't seen you in probably about a year or so, right?
You know what? It's weird, but it maybe has been about that long.
And it's funny how we talk to each other every week.
Every week, but haven't seen each other for like a year.
Yeah, it's like we don't need to, right?
No, we don't, because we see each other. We talk enough.
Yeah, and you see me on Facebook, and I see you on Facebook, so there's really no need to, I guess,
funny,
see each other.
Yeah,
right?
No, people associate.
But I do appreciate you and Simone and Sophia coming over to the house yesterday.
It was lovely.
It was a nice soiree. We had a people over, different people that I work with, people that I know, people that I'm friends with, people that we both know from high school, family.
Yeah, it was like a cool little reunion. It was a nice little lawn party.
Yeah, a proper
lawn party.
And I appreciate you coming by, and it was good seeing you again, because it has been a year, But
it has been, yeah.
Yeah. So what have you been, by the way, this is for people listening to this will be the last show until we come back in the fall, I guess.
Yes.
Have you got summer plans already?
You know what? I don't. But much like last summer, you know, if you recall, I tried to do as much as possible and not really be like, you know, a homebody like I usually am.
Like you go out and things like that?
Yeah, I'm going to, try and do stuff like the food truck stuff and like, just, you know, get out and enjoy my summer. So I'm going to be kind of the same mind this year as well.
That's the thing. I keep hearing that all the time, food truck festivals here or food truck festivals. I mean, is that something really that people go to? I guess people do, otherwise it wouldn't happen. It's kind of cool.
It's like, you know, you walk around and, you know, pick some food here and there to eat. There's only so much you can eat. I'm not a big, like, eater outside because, of course, I have my own little weird allergies and things. So I can only eat so much, you know, when I'm out. I have gone with friends that literally will buy something from, you know, every few trucks that they see. It's a bit much for me. But it's nice to see all the offerings and, like, all the different kinds of food trucks that are out there.
That's the thing about food trucks is that when it comes to food trends and things that you would see, say, at restaurants or that you would see at other places, if they can do it in a food truck, they'll do it in a food truck, and that's where it'll start. And
that'll be
the phenomena with the different kinds of poutine and donuts even and things like that.
Dapper dog.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Actually, where I work now, because we've moved, so in the new office across the street at the Vancouver Tech Center, they have food trucks daily. So there's actually a schedule online. And there's like usually a rotation, no less than two.
So they two different food trucks, you mean?
Usually at least two different food trucks. There's usually about three. I saw there was four there on Friday. Four different food trucks.
And they're different kinds of cuisine?
Yeah, there was one of them, I think, does soft serve, like ice cream.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of them is the Thai food truck, which is like, it's a regular there.
Like rice and noodles and things like that?
Yeah, they have like the pad Thai, and they have, it's quite popular. And then there was a Caribbean food truck, and I think there was a Indian food as well. And then sometimes they have Japa Dog there, sometimes they have Tacofino.
I was surprised at how Tacofino is so popular in the city.
I know, I've never actually had it.
Really? Yeah.
I haven't. Have you?
No, that's on my summer list, I guess, of things to try.
Yeah, we should try that out. We should try it out and then do a little review on it.
They're everywhere. There's a place in Cambie, there's a place in Gastown, there's a place, I can't think of it.
No, it's everywhere, and I quite actually like tacos, but
I like tacos too. Yeah, it's one of those foods that you think you can make.
Yeah,
but it's never as good as it.
It's never as good as it
at a real restaurant, in a real Mexican restaurant.
No, never. Yeah. I'd like to go to Mexico and have tacos. Like on
Did you know what they call Mexican food in Mexico?
What?
Food.
jokes today.
Well, you know, I've had a beverage or two. Well, I guess I'm still reeling from last night. I guess
just a couple of beverages. Yeah.
Well, I must say I was very pleased by the crowd that came by last night.
Everyone was well behaved. No fights.
Yeah, and it was a different group of people. You know, different ages.
It was
and,
a nice mix. You know, yeah. Your family was lovely.
Well, I hope so. I hope they weren't,
everyone,
you know.
Yeah, no, they weren't, you know, they were
fighting.
Really lovely. Your mom was very, very sweet.
Yeah.
And,
I don't know why I don't have people over more often, because I think that, having hosted the show for a while, I think I'm a pretty good host. I think that translates to, you know, say hosting an event.
Real people.
Sure,
yes.
Yeah, I think I should do that more often. But it all came together very last minute.
But it came together very well. It did.
And I guess that's the thing. And I was sad to see that some people that I'd invited who said that they were supposed to come didn't show up, like our elementary school
Elsa.
Teacher. Yeah, which had been fun. But, I mean, that only makes it, since this is the last show of the season, a plan of ours to meet with her.
Yes, for the summer.
In the summer, yeah.
Definitely. So, we got to get all those things done that we, you know, always say we're going to do and then we don't do, so.
Yeah, but it was great to see you, and I've said it once and I'll say it again. I appreciate you coming by.
It was great. Again, thanks for having us.
You're very, very welcome, yeah. Did you end up going to the ice cream place near the house after?
Oh, my goodness, the lineup was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, so for people listening to us, I live near the Ernest Ice Cream at Fraser and King Edward. And it's been there for about 3 or 4 years now. And
Probably,
the lines are horrendous. I mean, I like ice cream, but I wouldn't line up for ice cream. But
oh, God, no.
These people do, right?
Not that lineup. I mean, the whole inside of the store. Inside and outside, there were people sitting outside, and the lineup inside was just, like, ridiculous. Like, you would have thought the Pope was in there serving the ice cream. So I was like, yeah, not today. And you know what's funny? So then I went to the, I went next door to the 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah,
to get
the
a
gas
coffee,
station, yeah.
Right? It's, you know, pat myself up a bit. And, and I don't know what happened there. I think there was a new guy working, and he went to open the garbage bin, and the alarms went off. So, and then they couldn't find the code for the alarm. So while we're all waiting in line to,
it's usually 1, 2, 3, 4. I think that's the code.
Well, you would think,
yeah.
Right? But all chaos broke loose, and then the cashier left to go and help him. And of course, during that time, a huge line built up.
Huh.
So then she goes, "Okay, free coffee or Slurpees for everyone."
Oh, that's
nice. And I
was
like, okay, great.
Yeah.
I'll just take this and leave. And she asked, do the kids want a Slurpee or anything? And Simone, she didn't want anything. And Sophia, of course, she did. But I felt like she had already had her limit of sugar for the day. So.
I should have limited the sugar at the party on Saturday.
Well,
Sunday,
you know.
Yeah.
You had no control over that. She secretly actually had a pop, and I knew when she had May cornered telling her about spiders and all her friends at school that she doesn't like, I knew that she had gone past her limit.
I have to say that it's an Esso gas station near my house at Fraser and King Edward. And then there's a 7-Eleven, I guess, because 7-Eleven bought out all the Esso gas stations.
Yeah.
And so they run the store at all the Esso gas stations in Metro Vancouver. And the people that they have working at this particular one that you just mentioned are lovely people.
They are.
And they're very friendly. Even if you don't buy anything, they say hello. And they say goodbye when you leave, which, you know, kind of means that, you know, they're on the ball when it comes to customer service. But it's one of the weirdest, and I think I talked about this before on the show, when you... like, I show up at around 11 o'clock at night sometimes, stumbling in,
right.
And want to check my lotto tickets. the machine is off.
Right. Yeah, you were saying that.
And, you know, other things, you know, they're just not available. You know, I mean, you want, I don't know, you want gas maybe. Well, I guess the gas is available 24/7, but
right.
It's odd, you know.
They pay at the pump.
Yeah, people can pay at the pump, yeah. But
right.
But it's I don't know.
It's weird that they wouldn't let you check your ticket.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. I think there must be an ESSO thing rather than just this particular 7-Eleven.
You'd have to go into the store and do that. But do they let you go into the store?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, 11? Yeah. So some places don't, like the place on Main and Second. They
The Chevron next to my house. They
you
don't
have,
let you in.
Yeah, you have to go through the little box, the little window.
Yes. Exactly.
And then talk to the guy, and then you say you want a Hershey chocolate bar, and then he has to go run, grab the Hershey chocolate bar, and then stuff it through the box. It's a double closed box where he has to close his end, and then you open your end.
And then you got to open it. You know, it's funny. It's always weird, though, because what if you want, you know, like I've gone, it doesn't happen often, but I have gone once, you know, where you want something, and then they go over there and they're looking, and you're like, okay, not that one, that one. But they can't hear you.
Oh yeah,
right?
You're pointing at the window.
Pointing, but they can't. You know, it's just such a thing. It's such an ordeal. Or you know, what if you're really particular and you're like, I didn't want that pack. I wanted
the
one on the right.
The bag of chips is flat. Yeah,
like I don't want that bag. Like, ugh. You know, things like that. So, these are little particular things that. You know, just don't go to the gas station after 11.
Yeah, that's probably, well, that's a good idea. I think that's going to the Shoppers or anything else after 11. I think you should just be like normal people and show up at normal hours, right?
Well, yeah, go get what you need when you need it and you know, move on with your day. You should be well have caughten up by 11 o'clock.
Yeah, what are
11 p.m., you've had ample time.
What are your summer plans, you and Sophia and Simone?
Well, you know, I'll be honest, I'd like some time by myself, without them.
Well, you had some of that during Mother's Day, didn't you? You had the
Yeah, I guess, a few days, but then I got used to it.
Oh, you're so used to it now that you want more of it.
Well, it was lovely, and I'm like, no, you guys need to leave more often.
But they're old enough now that they can, say, get on their own, right? They can do things
Right? Yeah, they can. They could. But I also find, which I'm not complaining, but kind of am, but especially like Simone, as she gets older, they tend to be a little more clingier. Like she's
really?
A little clingy. Yeah.
You think so?
And I know, no, you know, I have a friend at work and her daughter's like a little older than Simone and she's, you know, she said she's just very, not bitter or jaded about the world. She's very, you know, she sees through the things. And
but isn't that a credit to you that she wants to be clingy, that she wants to hang out with moms?
No, and that's cool. It's fine because, you know, I get it. At this age, most parents are just begging their kids to even want to be associated with them. Somehow, I'm totally happy with that. But, you know, at the end of the day, in the grand scheme of things, I tend to be a bit of an introvert, right? So I appreciate my time alone.
Huh.
And Simone doesn't really get that. She likes to, my downtime, in my mind, is her time to now talk and, like, talk about stuff. You know, sometimes I just need a break. And they're both very overwhelming right now.
Well, I saw them last night at the event at the house, and I thought they were perfectly charming and pleasant children. And I think
they're very lovely.
I think that's a credit to you, that I think you've raised people that are quite interested in everything around them. And I shudder to think that you don't want to spend time with these kids who obviously want to spend time with you.
I like them.
I'm trying to make you feel guilty as a mom here.
and you can't do it. Like,
well, I guess, yeah, I only saw them for like a couple hours last night.
Yeah.
But you're with them 24/7, I suppose, right?
Exactly.
It's a different story, right?
It really is, you know, when they're arguing about who left the bathroom light on, you know, that's been an ongoing argument here for a long time. It's exhausting.
By the way, because it's three women in the house, three females,
we only
have I should
one
say.
Bathroom.
Yeah, you never have to worry about the seat being down, do you?
No.
Yeah, see, well, that's you're already, you know, above.
Anytime it is up, we know that, you know, it's if a man has entered the home.
Yeah, so, but I mean, it's always down then for all three of you,
but,
right?
Yes, for the most part, yes, it's always down.
So you really have nothing to complain about, do you?
No toilet seat issues. Well, the only complaint is Sophia does not flush the toilet. It's a very bad habit.
Well, she's still young, so she has, you know, she can learn to start,
it's not cute,
right?
Though, but you know that needs to start happening.
Yeah, we have a guy at work who does that, it's like you can see like a loaf of whatever, you know.
Like, come on,
in the water.
How old is he? He's a grown. Oh my God, that's absolutely disgusting. He does it for shock value.
Do you think so?
Absolutely, because we had a guy at work that did it, and his wife worked with us, and
he thought he did it for fun?
Yeah, they were going through their divorce, so she told me all these horrible, shitty things that he would do at work.
Literally shitty things, yeah.
Literally, and then she told me that, and I was like, that's freaking disgusting, but it doesn't surprise me about him either. It's just so trashy.
And we're talking about grown-ups here, we're not talking about kids, right?
No, these are adults, not children. That's the worst part.
Like, but
what the hell? Who trained you?
Well, you know, it you do wonder sometimes. But I guess, you know, the people that read People magazine are the people that vote, to use that phrase,
God.
You know. Have you got travel plans for the summer?
I don't think so. I think I'm going to Kamloops the beginning of June, but that's for work. But otherwise, no, I was kind of hoping to maybe take the kids to Vegas, but we'll see.
Do you think they're a little too young for Vegas?
Yeah, there's things they can do.
Actually, Vegas is it's like one of those cities now where there's something for everybody, right?
There really is.
Yeah.
I mean, the times that I've been there, every time I'm like, oh my God, the kids would love this.
Yeah, that's true.
There's always something that I see that.
I don't know. I think I still think it's the 70s or something like that, and it's all debauchery and.
It kind of is. There's, you know, that's the old Vegas strip.
Yeah.
But that's the fun part of it.
By the way, so we're wrapping up our third year of doing this podcast. And one of the things that we've talked about over the years is travel, because you've done a lot of it for your work, and I've done some of it for vacation, say.
Right.
And you've talked over the years, very generously, I might add, about sort of the anxieties that you have about travel, that we all have, really, about travel, because it's not an altogether enjoyable experience.
Mm-hmm.
Are you better at it now than you say years ago? At least the 3 years since we've started this podcast?
The anxiety? Probably not. The preparation, I think I have gotten better at, like, you know, knowing what to bring. I think I kind of have my staple clothing items.
Yeah.
I find I'm really good now for, like, weekend trips or short trips. I'm able to now just bring a bag.
Yeah.
An overnight bag.
See, I went away.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was cleaning out my office where we had the function last night. And I had all my stuff that I was putting away, and journalists have a sort of they call it the I forget what they call it now, but it's a go-to bag. So the minute you're sent off to somewhere,
you have it ready.
You have a change of clothes, you have your toiletries and the sort. And so I had to put that away because I knew people were going to use this bathroom last night.
Right.
And in that sense, I've been prepared. With that, you know, like that, I have a deodorant stick. I have a comb,
staples.
Yeah, it's hairspray, change of clothes, because I think you need that on a moment's notice. That you know, it's your to go bag, right?
Yeah, yeah, and those are kind of like the things that I like to have prepared, or kind of you know, accessible. For when I am traveling, so I know right away those things go. I've learned to now just have a second toothbrush, so I don't rely on having to take my home toothbrush.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I always forget it. You know, things like that. Clothes, that I always seem to wear when I'm traveling, not bringing nearly as much as I used to. But the anxiety, is always still there.
I'll get to that in just a sec. But the anxiety, the packing part of it. So you are better in terms of not packing the whole closet or the whole bathroom chest or whatever you call it.
Yes.
Into your bag. Yeah. See, I still need to work on that because I'm bringing everything. I'm bringing every stick of deodorant that I have, every conditioner.
Oh God, no.
And the shampoos that I've swiped from other places. I'm bringing that in.
Oh, no. Last weekend, I went away to Bowen Island, and I was just staying at a friend's place. She wasn't there, so it was just, you know, her house, and I had to bring my stuff. And, again, always anxiety because I'm always scared I'm going to forget something.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, I remembered everything except for the salsa, which I was kind of pissed about because I was really looking forward to having chips and salsa. But my friend who came, he brought like a full on like little suitcase.
And he had the salsa with him?
No, he didn't have the salsa, which I was, which is even equally mad because he had the nerve to say, "You didn't bring the salsa, you left it on the table." So if you saw it on the table, why didn't you take it? Jesus. But anyways, we had an argument about that. But either way, he brought a luggage. I'm thinking, we're only going for the weekend. What the hell do you have in there?
Yeah, you have the whole the medicine chest. You have the whole bedroom ensemble.
He didn't because he cut himself and he needed a Band-Aid.
And he didn't have a Band-Aid.
And I said, in that whole friggin' bag, you're telling me you don't have one Band-Aid? Give me a break.
The one thing I've learned in all of my study of political science and Canadian political history, Mackenzie King always carried with him an extra pair of shoelaces. And in my bag, my bag is about 4 feet from where I'm sitting right now, are a pair of black shoelaces and a pair of brown shoelaces because, I have different...
Now, why would you need this?
Well, just in case they break, right? And by the way, when they break, they never break at the same time, so you always have to replace one.
Of course.
Rather than, both at the same time.
Then both at the same time.
So Mackenzie King was wise in that sense that you had to... to carry
extra pair of shoelaces.
It wasn't wise in terms of saving the Jews from the Holocaust, but that's another story.
Well, that's a whole other story. Shoelaces.
Yeah, I carry that. And I carry Band-Aids. So I had a paper cut last week, and at work they didn't have Band-Aids, so then the day after I carried my own Band-Aids.
Well, that's weird. They don't have a first aid kit at your work.
They do have a first aid kit, but it was just not replenished. And my email to the management was... somewhat smarmy.
Of course it was. I'd expect nothing less from you. Yeah.
Because how could you not have a first aid kit
without Band-Aids?
Yeah, exactly.
That's ridiculous.
What is the point of a first aid kit, you know?
Yeah, that's, that might be an OH&S concern here.
Well, there you go. Yeah. We'll have the summer to finish or to focus on that. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm sure somebody there will look into that.
Yeah, well, we have other problems in our workplace. I mean, people leaving their dishes in the sink. But then
I saw your little snarky response to that.
And then when I tweeted about that, people were tweeting me back saying that in every workplace that they've worked at, that's the same thing that they've encountered. There's always some sort of passive aggressive bullshit.
It is. And you know what's funny? So at my work, because like I said, we've moved to this new office. And it's beautiful, and we have a huge, lovely kitchen. But with that, and I've always known it, but people are acting like complete pigs in this new office. It's just absolutely
well.
Disgusting.
It's new, and I think they think that they think you can get away with anything. Right?
Well, I really don't know. But I've been in the kitchen a few times, cleaning up, and a few times the CEO of our company, she is down there washing dishes. Or putting things in the dishwasher. So the other day, we noticed that they've actually hired somebody now. It's actually a position that we have for somebody to basically clean up after us, which I think is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, because
we're all grown.
You're all adults, and you can clean up for yourself.
Yeah. not only that, we have dishwashers. There's three dishwashers throughout the office and a huge sink with that's fully stocked with soap, cleaning supplies. Like, there's no reason any of us, like I've done many times before, can't wash our own cups after we use them or, you know, spray down the area where we just spilt coffee. Simple things. So we're hiring somebody now.
Well, I mean, but isn't that the I mean, you're a place that's a big company. I work at a place that's a big company, I guess, in a way. Wherever you work, I mean, people's
200 people in the office.
Yeah, people's bullshit. I mean, just comes through work as much as it comes through, say, their work itself, right?
Isn't it ridiculous? It's just, I think it's shameful. An office full of adults, and we have to hire somebody to clean up after us. Are you kidding me? It's embarrassing. And she's really awkward too. The girl that they have there right now, she kind of just follows us around in the kitchen.
Oh, so it's like one of those deals where it's like making you feel guilty about.
It makes me feel awkward. I personally don't. So I have my own cup that I just take to and from the coffee machine, yeah. And I rinse it out when I'm done and leave it at my desk. But I've seen her, you know, say to people, "Oh, is that clean?" Before they, you know, when they put stuff in the cupboard.
Well, I guess every workplace is like being at home. It's like, you know, you need mom to point at you and lecture you and say, you know, hey, watch it.
I think some people just, that's how they, some people need to be managed like that, you know.
And if
some people are better managed that way.
And if they weren't, there wouldn't be people in workplaces, I guess, right?
It's true. And then there wouldn't be managers to manage them.
Yeah. Well, let's see. That's the other problem. Well, that's another argument to get into about what managers do. I think we all have our opinions as to what where managers should go, really, right?
Well, yeah, you know, we could all have varying opinions about that.
I want to thank you because this is the third series of shows. We've done over 70. I meant to look it up before we started. This is, I guess, the third season of this podcast, and we'll be back in the fall. I want to thank you for, well, your obvious contributions to it, because it's really the two of us, and you're an integral part to it. And I enjoy doing these shows. It's time consuming for both of us because we're both very busy people. But it's been fun. Yeah, and it's been fun, and it's been good that we've been able to take this time to chat. And I look forward to the fall.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be great. And I'm sure we'll have that much more exciting stuff to talk about.
I doubt it, but
hey, you never know.
Have you noticed that it's always the same thing? It's always, you know, travel issues. It's always issues of people on the bus. It's always annoying things. But, I mean, that's life, though, isn't it?
It's all bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. There are worse things to talk about. We could talk about Nazis, but I mean, you know, that's every other podcast in the city, right?
Exactly. I mean, that stuff we know is going on, but I mean, getting through life. It's been nice to have a platform to vent about these things because you know, I can only bitch to people at work and my children
before it gets annoying to them, right?
You know, before people don't want to hear. You know, I have to say, I sit next to this lovely girl at work, Gladys. We've worked together for over 8 years now, and I just love her. She's like so sweet, and she's Filipino as well. And we are working on a project together right now. Mm-hmm. And we had a meeting last week, and it was just horrible. It went completely sideways with this whole other working group that we were dealing with. And we went back to our desks, and she's just so lovely. I just sat there, and I bitched to Gladys for a good half an hour.
The Filipinos are lovely. And speaking as a Filipino, I think Filipino people are lovely people.
They are, you know. She just lets me air my grievances to her, and she listens and agrees to everything. And and she's just so straight up and honest. You know, everyone thinks Gladys is so nice. I'm like, oh, she is, but she'll tell you.
Yeah.
She'll tell you when
she'll call you out.
Put you in your place. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she will. But, no, she's just so lovely. So, other than this show, Gladys is really the only one that
You've got Gladys to talk to all summer, and then I'll talk to you in the fall.
There are my grievances, too. Yeah, so it's all Gladys for the next few months. I hope she can handle it. She better not go on vacation. I don't know what the hell I'll do.
Well, I'll talk to you in the fall, but I hope to see you in the summer.
Definitely. We'll get together in the summer.
Indeed. We saw each other last night, but it's far too short. And we'll
have some beverages.
Indeed, yeah, some wobbly pops, as they say.
Definitely.
And, I wish you all the best to Simone and Sophia, and we'll talk again in the fall.
Yes, we will. So that's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, May 28th, 2018.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll see you in the fall.